Well, I thank God that there was no power shortage at my house last night. Amen. Everybody have power from the in there? You know, somebody needs to hear the word of God this morning. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. Amen. Tell the Lord that you know that, you believe that same power that raised him from the dead lives in you. That's a mystery. That a vessel of flesh could carry that kind of glory and power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, maybe I'm going to come to life after all. Well, you know, when I'm out of it, when I leave the house, when I have to use my fashion readers when I preach. So bear with me this morning. This is my emergency set, which I leave here. Thank you, Dollar Tree, or should I say dollar and a quarter. All right, let's get to it. You know, when we get to heaven, we're going to have to ask this prophet, how do you prefer your name to be pronounced? Habakkuk? Or Habakkuk. Take your pick. But when our precious brother Rich was preaching last Sunday, the Lord began to stir me and drew my attention to the second chapter. And I wasn't sure I was going to preach out of it this morning, but here we are. First four verses. Oh boy. There's God's grace already. Ooh. I will stand. I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart. Is that your prayer? Is that your declaration to the Lord this morning? And I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I'm reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision, inscribe it on tablets that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it will certainly come, and it will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith. Many times in the Old Testament, and in the New as well, in the Bible, the prophets exhorted the people to seek the Lord, not in some offhanded or haphazard way, but with diligence, determination, persistence, and purpose, such as the prophet Isaiah 55, verse 3, incline your ear and come to me, listen that you may live. Isaiah 55, 6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Jeremiah 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Amos chapter 5, verse 6, seek me that you may live. Verse 6 as well. There. Seek the Lord that you may live. And even Jesus, Matthew 7:7. Ask or keep asking, and it shall be given to you. Seek or keep seeking, and you will find. Knock or keep knocking, and it shall be opened to you. In my distant memory, back in 1980, the Lord apprehended me in a very powerful way. In 90-degree plus temperatures on a farm in Virginia. That began a journey that I am still on. I didn't know where it was going to lead when he told me I was to go to Bible school. I thought that was it. Just learn more about the Word. And I've learned along the way that I'm on a need-to-know basis, like all of you. But when I got there, I arrived in a 1968 step-side Chevy pickup. And on the rear window, there was a bumper sticker that said, "Wise men still seek him." That's the title of this morning's message. Wise men still seek him. So how, it's a process, and there's many aspects of this walk with the living one, with the Christ, the anointed one. Number one, plant yourself or position yourself. It says there, I will stand on my guard post. It's recorded in Isaiah 21:8. Then the lookout called, and I don't know if this is funny or I don't know how to say this, but the margin said, the lookout called like a lion. The lookout called, O Lord, stand, I stand continually by day on the watchtower. And I am stationed every night at my guard post. The watchman, the guard post, the watchtower, is a vantage point where the diligent, faithful watchman can see when and if anyone is approaching, particularly an enemy. And it speaks of having sharp spiritual perception, being aware, and being in open communication with Holy Spirit. It also points to the importance for persevering prayer, which James talks about, the effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And the place and priority of prayer in the life of a believer. So, you need to discover your position. This goes along with, this piggybacks with what we heard last Sunday. You need to discover your position of strength in the Lord. Find out who you are. Find out who He says you are. And then use His strength and your giftings to honor Him. See, it's not, this life is not meant to just coast until Jesus comes. It's meant to be in sync, in step with the work of the Holy Spirit and the purposes and plan of the Father that He had in your DNA before you could even speak a word. He knew what I'd be doing, what you'd be doing today. Wise men still seek Him. So you need to posture yourself, number two, from verse one as well. I will station myself at the rampart. Posture speaks of attitude, viewpoint, aligning yourself with the Lord and with His word, alertness, readiness to hear from the Lord and respond in obedience. Isaiah 50, verse 7 says, "For the Lord God helps me, therefore I am not disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint." And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Isaiah is saying, my mind is made up. I will not be moved. I am resolute. I am determined. The Bible says it this way, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded, what? That He will see me to fruition. He will keep that which I've committed unto Him until that day. Sorry, but the Holy Spirit's given me scriptures on the fly here. Well, actually, I'm not sorry. Because that's the life of the Holy Spirit when He adds and subtracts from what you plan to do and say. Set like flint. And the other aspect of flint also, which you should know, is it makes sparks with any metal. So Isaiah's saying, and we should say, I'm holding my ground. I'm not backing up. I'm not giving up. I'm not compromising the Word of God or my mission from God. I will do and speak as instructed. To the letter. You know, even sometimes, like when I give you things, I say the exact words the Holy Spirit gives me. I don't want to put it in my words because He has a purpose, even in the words that He wants us to speak. Now, I only found one other verse in the Old Testament that uses that word, station yourself. It's in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. This is the King Jehoshaphat speaking. It's a very powerful passage. And he says in verse 17, "You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord is with you." So, for our part, we need to live like we believe His word. You know, we can't take it casually. There is power in the Word of God. There is promise. There is purpose in this life-giving word He's made available to us. And we need to live like we believe His word. And 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk by faith and not by sight. See, that's where we mess up. That's where we go astray. When we start focusing our attention on what's going on instead of submitting what's going on to him. Wise men still seek, follow, and believe him. I know you're wise if you believe him, if you follow him, if you believe him. Number three, still in verse one here, persist or persevere. He says, I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me. Psalms 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, thou wilt hear my voice. In the morning I will order my prayer to thee and eagerly watch. Watch for what? Watch for what God is, how God's going to respond, what he's going to say when you speak to him. You know, there's not a formula, there's not some holy language that if you do it this way or you say it that way, you're going to move God. You say it like you are, your personality, your words, your vocabulary. It's not disrespectful. It's very personal to God, actually. Psalms 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. In his word do I hope, the psalmist says. Psalm 119, verse 74, may those who fear thee see me and be glad, because I wait for thy word. Psalm 119, verse 81, my soul languishes, or longs, if you will, for thy salvation. I wait or hope in thy word. That's what keeps me going, the psalmist is saying. I yearn, I wait to hear from you, because I know it's life. Psalms also says somewhere else, every word of God is truth. Every word. Romans 15, verse 4, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and the encouragement of what? The word, the scriptures, we might have hope. That's why we need to have a diet that includes a regimen of the word. Bible study, Bible reading. Because it feeds the spirit. It sustains the spirit. It encourages the spirit. 1 Timothy 6, 11 and 12. Pursue these five things. Paul is telling his disciple Timothy, with God's grace and by God's grace, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. I don't know, I have a hard time with that last one. How about you? Are you gentle? Do you pursue gentleness? I need to work on that one. Actually, I need to work on all of them. Verse 12, 1 Timothy 6, 12. Fight the good fight. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. That eternal life lives in you. It drives you. It sustains you when you want to give up. You know, if we're honest, we probably can't count the times we wanted to throw in the towel or quit. Peter said, "Where can we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life." That eternal life lives inside of you and inside of me. Fight the good fight. Need to keep moving forward in faith, knowing Colossians 3:24, it is the Lord Christ whom you serve. If you're doing it for any other reason, it's the wrong reason. It's the Lord Christ whom we serve. Number four, finally out of verse 1, to verse 2 and 3 in our text. Purpose and promise. It says in verse 2, record and inscribe the vision. I recommend to everyone to always have a journal handy when you're in prayer, when you're reading the Word, even when you're worshiping. Those are the three major times when the Lord will, through the Holy Spirit, will send something your way. I like it when He sends something my way. And I don't want to forget it, because life gets busy. And when He gives me a nugget, I write it down. It kind of drives my wife crazy because there's scraps of paper everywhere. Somehow many of them don't make it into what we call a journal. They make it to a pile. But it's out of that pile that you get some of the messages here. Record and inscribe the vision. Journal it so that you can remind yourself what the Lord has said. Do any of you need to be reminded of things? Why journaling is a good practice. It's a discipline as well. He also says there in verse 3, the prophet, the vision is for the appointed time. You know, lots of times it's instantaneous. God says something, He releases it. But like many things in the kingdom, vision is progressive. And it requires us to have patience and perseverance and persistence to stick with it till we see it fulfilled. And that's kind of true for this house. You know, there are still things in the wings we have not yet seen that the Lord has spoken. Does that mean we won't? Uh-uh. It just means they're for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. The vision for your life, the vision for this house, it hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. It, wait for it, it for certainly it will come. Many times in the New Testament, especially from the Apostle Paul, things like this. This is revelation. When he shares something that became part of the Word, it was revelation. You understand that? I don't know if you always look at that, but the Word of God is revelation from God. And in Romans, he said, Romans 4:21, he's recalling or meditating on Father Abraham, and he says, being fully assured that which he, the Father, had promised, he was also able to perform. It wasn't just some idle words or an idle sound good promise. It was something he was going to make good on, but at an appointed time. And therein is the challenge for us. We have to know and be willing to wait for God to say, okay, now is the time. Remember what I spoke? Now is the time. Not to get ahead of him, but also not to lag behind. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he, the Father, who has promised, is faithful. You can count on it. That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. No matter what it looks like, no what it sounds like, you can count on it. If God said it, that settles it. If it's in the Word, that is settled in heaven and on earth. So we need to believe, speak, and walk with purpose. Unbeatable combination. What he has spoken, and also what he has promised, both to you in communicating to you, but also in the Word. What does it say? All God's promises are what? Yes and amen. All God's promises are yes and amen. So wise men still seek, still believe his word and his promises. Are you wise this morning? Or do you need to wise up? Wise men still seek him. And number 5, progress or proceed from verse 4. The righteous one will live by his faith. And I would even say will be known by his faith. People will recognize that about you, in you, the way you speak, what you do, and what you don't do, and what you don't speak. You know, it's probably a good exercise would be to, you know what pearl stringing is stringing scripture verses together. So that this is 4 times at least that it says the righteous will live by faith. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. And right here in Habakkuk, chapter 2. Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect. You all know that. My wife knows that, for sure. But I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ when he apprehended me on my own Damascus road. When I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself, church, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. Yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Paul is using the marathon runner, the imagery of the tape, the finish line. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 10:38, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Then it goes on to say, but we are not of those who shrink back to destruction. We're not quitters. Be the paraphrase there. We are called with a purpose. Whether you recognize it or don't recognize it, and again, this is part two from last week, finding your purpose, finding your place in the kingdom. We are born with a purpose. We are called with a purpose. And with the grace and the power to walk out our salvation and our mission for Jesus with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12. It's not saying, oh, I got to be careful whether I mess up or, you know, God will be, you know, strike me with lightning. No. Reverentially, honoring him, putting him first, submitting to the work of the Holy Spirit, working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Need to keep seeking, keep desiring to know him, keep serving him, keep loving him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Wise men still seek him. Wise men keep seeking him. God bless you as you take the challenge that Holy Spirit is laying out for all of us, myself included. Keep seeking, keep pressing in. You know, we're at the doorstep of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Will we be casual about it? Or will we prioritize it? It'll be different from all of us. It's not a regimented thing. You know, I'm not going to ask you, oh, are you fasting today? Did you pray today? If I do, you better have an answer. Only joking. So, we're done for today. Have a very blessed Christmas weekend. You know, you don't always know what's in store, but I pray peace. I pray rest. I pray an atmosphere of love, no squabbles in the family. You know what? You know that does happen around the holidays. In Jesus' name, no disagreements. Have fun, enjoy life, and enjoy those you love. God bless you.